Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
621, Michael Cohen, producer James Platy. On a Thursday evening. Well, if new legislation introduced in the House is signed into law, abortions after 20 weeks would be banned in Michigan. The issue will undoubtedly draw some strong reactions. And the sponsor of the bill, State Representative Eileen Kowal of Oakland County's White Lake Township, joins me now to tell me why she proposed it. Welcome to the program, Representative. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. The reason for doing this is that it's been very well established fetuses are capable of feeling pain at 20 weeks post-fertilization. And it's just kind of, to me, it's a human decency thing. It's like we have laws against cruelty to animals. We have laws against, you know, inhumane punishment for, say, prisoners, you know, people in jail. And it's, to me, it's a definite delineation when the infant feels pain.
Although that is up for debate. In fact, the medical community disagrees. The Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists put together reports saying that fetuses, the connections from the periphery of the cortex are not intact before 24 weeks of gestation. And most neuroscientists believe that the cortex is necessary for pain perception. They conclude that fetuses cannot experience pain or any sense prior to this gestation point. I mean, don't you agree the medical community does not view 20 weeks as the point where pain is felt?
Well, actually, this legislation has been passed in five other states and not challenged. And this is based on research with the thalamus that not the cerebral cortex, that the pain receptors that the infant feels pain through the thalamus.
Well, I mean, from what I understand, that the underlying issue with 20 weeks is that when it comes to Roe versus Wade, it's fetal viability that's the all-important dividing line between access to abortion and stringent limits. And that basically a 20-week law could mean a challenge to the entire structure of Roe versus Wade. And in fact, that's one of the reasons cases haven't been brought up yet, because they're concerned a weak case could actually challenge the entire Roe versus Wade law. Is that not kind of the underlying story here?
I'm not aware of that. All I know is that, you know, that it has not been challenged. So, you know, you're telling me, I guess, something that I didn't know, but I expect that the fetal pain threshold, I would think, would be something that that we would be able to prove and be able to hold up. And it's an issue of, you know, human decency.
Now, what I mean, we're talking really when you're going past 20 weeks, and you're talking about medical emergencies. They often involve cases where something goes wrong with a pregnancy, and doctors determine the baby's chance of survival may be minimal. I mean, are we not putting women in really the most desperate situations when you're looking that deep into a pregnancy in a bind of potentially having to carry a baby to term that will basically die very soon after?
Well, we recently passed a bill, as you know, passed legislation in Michigan banning partial birth abortion. And there have been cases where, you know, mistaken identity, I guess, as far as, you know, thinking that, say, a fetus probably had Tay-Sachs syndrome, and then that turned out to be false. Well, I just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, though, in terms of Governor Snyder's support for this kind of legislation, I know he signed, the late-term abortion bill, but in terms of his position as a pro-life governor, I know he does support embryonic stem cell research. Do you view him as a fully pro-life politician?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see on that. I believe he's pro-life. And, you know, I mean, how would you perform an abortion at, say, post 20 weeks of age, unless it was, you know, kind of a partial birth abortion, a procedure?
And, well, let me ask you then about, let's talk about contraception, which is really the best way to avoid, getting to a point where women have to face an abortion. Do you generally support providing women with contraception, let's say even free of charge, to lower our abortion rate?
Yeah, I think that anything that we can do in preventing pregnancies is definitely the way to go.
But let me just want to go back to the situation of these very late term abortions. I mean, basically, we've got 1.5% of all of the 1.2 million abortions each year that are actually performed at the 20 week or later point, about 18,000. Many of them are, in fact, medical emergencies. Do you not view that as
by medical emergencies? Are you describing the life of the mother?
Well, it could be both. In fact, part of the issue with these laws is that they don't allow for issues of at least the ones that have been passed in other states. They don't allow for like mental health issues and other types of emergencies that might come into play. Would we have any exceptions to this law?
It allows for the life of the mother, an exception to that.
I see. Now, so what about like serious bodily harm that could happen? I mean, there could be cases of infection and other things that may occur if a pregnancy goes awry that late.
Right now, that does not. A serious infection could possibly risk the life of the mother. There's some discussion to be had there, I suppose.
So, in terms of this bill, you're saying you don't view this as a step towards ultimately challenging Roe versus Wade in this, in this underlying principle of the viability of the fetus. In a sense, the argument becomes: does the fetus feel pain or not?
Right. I feel it's drawing another line in the sand.
And and when we talk about support in the at the Capitol, do you expect this to have some more resistance to the late-term abortion bill that went through?
Yeah, my co-sponsor, the blue backs you have, I filled them up with co-sponsorships from both sides of the aisle, so the support is there.
I see. State Representative Eileen Kowal from Oakland County's White Lake Township. Eileen, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hope
have a good evening.
To you soon. You too.
Bye-bye.